We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by lesbianscoffee.com. Hot beans, great coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
It's 2 days after Bailey's meeting with Dina. Bailey is shuffling around the new set as workers are painting and hanging lights. TJ stands in the archway to the coffee house looking at the Live with Bailey James at Lesbian's Coffee House sign.
Wow, babe, it's starting to look like a real talk show set.
Yeah, huh? The big desk goes here. The couch and chairs go there. It's being delivered tomorrow, I think. I'm not sure. Fake plants later today.
Boy, Bailey, you better thank your lucky stars that you and Dina got back on track. She's been on fire this week. She couldn't even do lunch with us.
I know. She's like the contract magician pulling them out of her ass. She's got three main sponsors that have signed on for 6 months. That's 24 shows. She's handled everything. Finances, negotiation, the crew, the set design. She's going to produce the first 5 shows, and then she landed Amanda Landry to produce the rest.
Who?
Amanda Landry. She did like 2 or 3 film shorts and a few CNN things, too.
Oh, I had to go check on some tables.
Lane walks in just as TJ heads behind a counter.
Hello, gorgeous.
Lane, shh, come here. I have to tell you something huge.
Lane hurries behind the counter. TJ leans in close.
Do you know who's producing Bailey's show?
Dina, right?
Only the first week or so.
Oh, yeah, she said the name, but...
Amanda Landry.
Yeah, that was it.
Amanda Landry?
What am I missing?
Amanda pursued Dina hard a few years ago. In fact, Dina almost didn't move here because she actually considered staying in L.A. with Amanda.
What happened?
Well, I guess Dina was taking her time and really thinking about it, and Amanda got pissed and hooked up with one of the stars of the short film, but never told Dina.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and Dina saw a picture of them together in Curve magazine when a reporter was on set doing a story, taking pictures and stuff.
So then why would Dina hire her to do this?
Knowing Dina, it's because Amanda is good at what she does and she's established.
Do you think enough time has gone by?
I sure hope so. Oh shit, here comes Bailey. Shh.
Hey, little lady, what up?
Just showing my girl some love.
Hey, anyone here from Muffy? She said she was stopping by today to ask me something.
Oh boy, maybe she wants to recite poetry during commercials to the audience. That'll keep him awake and interested, not.
Hey, here she comes.
With Jules?
What's that all about?
In walk Jules and Muffy.
Hello, caffeinated goddesses.
Hey, Muff.
What brings Mother Earth together with Mother Materialistic?
I'm having my car tuned up and it's not ready yet. And Miss Jules kindly gave me a lift from the country club.
What's wrong with your green mobile, Muffy? Getting a patchouli oil change?
You laugh now, Lane. But wait until you're standing on the last patch of green grass in the universe, wondering what happened.
Oh, come on. I'd give it to Bailey to roll and smoke. I'm not selfish.
And this is why she's my best friend.
What can I get you, ladies?
I'll have a green tea smoothie. I've got to go say hello to a performance here over there. I'll be right back, Bailey. Don't go anywhere. I have to ask you something.
Okay, Jules, for you?
Lord almighty, I need a double shot of espresso straight up after that ride. That was the longest 2.8 miles I have ever driven. With all that earthy bullshit, save the Everglades, save the forest, save the fish. I swear I thought about driving into a tree, but the sheer irony stopped me.
Hey, whatever Jules is having is on me. She's the one responsible for getting Dina and me back in business.
Yeah, now we have a bigger and better show, financial backing, and it's going to be on TV.
It all comes down to fate and some butting in by little old me. So I gather y'all got your differences worked out, not to mention the sexual tension.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for sharing with all the lesbians' customers.
Oh, please, Bailey James, you'd have to be unconscious not to know what that was all about. I'm just glad that A, you got it out of your system, and B, no monogamy was declared. Means I still have a shot at tearing you up one of these days.
Oh, Jules, you make it sound like there's an actual degree of difficulty involved.
You kill me. All the sex you could ever want, you're still a razor tongue, Lane.
Speaking of tongues, I finally went out with that Ruby the other night. Good grief, y'all, she's got the lips of an angel.
Are you seeing her again?
Well, you know me. I don't like to hang my delicates in just one place, so we'll see how that goes.
Yes, yes, better to scatter your panties all across town, like Bailey.
Amen to that.
Okay, my jealous catty friends, I must go see what the muster wants.
Have you all seen that itty-bitty Tonka toy she calls a car?
The hybrid car, yes.
Could she fit another lesbian save the earth, celebrate diversity bumper sticker on that thing?
I know, there's no telling what the real color of the actual car is.
She may as well just slide down a rainbow to get where she's going. It would save gas.
And the environment.
You know what I say. Save a tree. Eat a beaver.
What could she be asking Bailey?
Muffy meets Bailey at a table.
Okay, so what's up, Muff?
Sit.
Okay.
I've got a great idea for the show. What does every successful talk show have?
An awesome set.
No.
A great couch.
No, seriously, Bay. A live band.
Hey, you're right. I wish I had space for one.
How about a three-piece girl band?
That's it? Three pieces?
Bay, these girls are awesome. Here's a CD with like three tracks. Tell me what you think. They play at all the women's music fests.
That's actually a really good idea, Muffy. Thanks. I'll check it out.
Great. Oh, and Bailey, I was thinking, wouldn't it be clever and sisterly to open with some kind of poem each week about you?
Oh, about me? Oh, Muffy, I don't do the poem thing.
No, I mean, instead of a pre-produced opening, I could write a fast, short poem to open the show. Chicks love a poem, Bay.
Well, write one tomorrow and we can...
Making love under the brilliant moon with the crisp night air. That is the way the universe works. Lesbian sisters, earth goddesses, they will come together. That is the way the universe works. Beautiful, creative, amazing, rising star, my friend.
Live from Lesbian's Coffee House, it's Bay James.
Jules, Lane, and TJ, along with all the other customers, clap, hoot, and whistle.
What do you think?
Oh, wow. Ooh, hang on one second, Muffy.
Bailey puts her phone to her ear and walks to the ladies' room. Lane walks up 2 seconds later. Bailey hangs up, obviously not on a call.
Oh my God, thank you, the fake call.
Text messages can save lives.
Or buy some time. So, what do I do?
It really wasn't bad. It's pretty cute.
Yeah?
She just wants to help. She really does admire you.
Couldn't hurt to try it, right?
Yeah, it's 10 seconds a week. If it sucks, cut it.
True. Okay, I'm gonna tell her.
Under that skanky t-shirt, Bailey, you do have a heart.
Okay, Muffy, let's do it.
All the words I long to hear.
Ugh, add some ice to that espresso, Hot Pants.